Hello everybody, today I will be reading chapter 8 and 9, Avengers 2. Chapter 8. Later, the team gathered around the battered torso of Ultron, where Tony had set it up on a lab table. Everyone was quiet and subdued. Thor had disappeared, hunting the fourth legionnaire. Tony worked at a terminal display, trying to figure out what Ultron had done and how he could get his systems running again. "All our work is gone," Ultron cleared out, Bruce said. "Use the internet as an escape hatch."
"Ultron,"
Steve repeated. He was just getting up to speed on what Tony had done.
"He's been in everything,"
Natasha said.
"Files, surveillance. He probably knows more about us than we know about each other."
"That explains why he likes us so well," Clint said sarcastically. All of them had things in their files they weren't proud of. Rhodey cut through the self-pity in the room. "He's in your files. He's in the internet. What if he wants to access something more exciting?" "Nuclear codes," Maria Hill said. "We need to make some calls, assuming we can."
"Nukes?"
Natasha said.
"He said he wanted us dead, but he didn't say dead,"
Steve said.
"He said extinct."
"He also said he killed somebody," Clint said. Hill picked up on Clint's idea. "But there wasn't anyone else in the building." "Yes, there was," Tony said. He brought up Jarvis's matrix, or what was left of it. The clean, symmetrical lines were shattered, sparking, glitching in and out of patterns. "This is insane," Bruce said.
"Jarvis was our first line of defense,"
Steve said.
"He would have shut Ultron down. It makes no sense."
"No, Ultron could have assimilated Jarvis." Bruce stood looking at Jarvis's remains. "This isn't strategy, this is rage." Thor exploded into the room at that moment, wearing his full armor. He surged across the lab, plowing into Tony and driving him through standing bags of equipment until Tony slammed up against the wall. "It's going around," Clint observed, picking up on Bruce's comment about rage. "Use your words, buddy."
"I've more than enough words to describe you, Stark,"
Thor growled.
"Thor!"
Steve said. They didn't have time to fight among themselves.
"The Legionnaire?"
Thor dropped Tony and turned to Steve.
"The trail went cold about 100 miles out, but it's headed north, and it has the scepter. Now we have to retrieve it."
He looked back at Tony.
"Again." "Yeah, but the genie's out of that bottle,"
Natasha said.
"The clear and present danger is Ultron."
Dr. Cho had remained silent at a terminal of her own, watching the tense interaction among the Avengers.
"I don't understand,"
she said now.
"You built this program. Why is it trying to kill us?"
Tony collapsed into a chair and started laughing. He could see the rest of the team didn't appreciate it, especially Thor, but he couldn't help himself.
"You think this is funny?"
Thor asked. He was about 3 seconds, Tony guessed, from dropping Mjolnir on Tony's head. "I don't know," Tony said. "It's probably not, right? It's very terrible." Thor was about to lose his temper.
"And it could have been avoided if you hadn't..."
Tony cut him off as he stood. "No, wrong. There are a million scenarios that could have played out. But if you think any of them involves our getting out of a fight, then I withdraw my answer and say yes, this is very, very funny." "This might not be the time," Bruce began, but Tony kept going. "Really?" he said, turning on Bruce. "That's it? You just roll over and show your belly every time somebody snarls?" "Only when I create a murder bot," Bruce said. "We didn't," Tony said. "We weren't even close to an interface."
"Well, you did something right,"
Steve said.
"Did it right here."
He paused.
"The Avengers were supposed to be different from S.H.I.E.L.D.
It was true. They had prided themselves on doing things right, on not doing the kind of dirty work S.H.I.E.L.D. sometimes thought it had to. "Does anybody remember when I carried a nuke through a wormhole and saved New York?" Tony asked the group. Rhodey rolled his eyes. "Wow, no, it's never come up." "A portal opened," Tony went on, "to another galaxy, to a hostile alien army, and we are standing 300 feet below it. Whatever happens on Earth, that up there is the endgame. How were you guys planning on beating that?"
"Together,"
Steve said. Tony paused just for a moment. "We'll lose." Steve stuck to his guns.
"Then we'll do that together too."
He looked at the group and spoke to all of them.
Thor's right. Ultron's calling us out. I'd like to find him before he's ready for us. It's a big world, guys. Let's start making it smaller.
So the hunt for Ultron began. Chapter 9. In the middle of the night, in a darkened and quiet part of Sokovia, Wanda and Pietro entered a church. They had been summoned there, but they did not know who had summoned them. A lone figure sat near the altar, cloaked and hooded, looking away from them. Talk, Wanda said. And if you're wasting our time... Did you know, the hooded figure said, this church is in the exact center of the city. The elders decreed it so that everyone would be equally close to God. I like that. The geometry of belief. The figure started to turn towards them and spoke directly to Wanda. You're wondering why you can't look inside my head. Sometimes it's hard, she said. But sooner or later, every man shows himself. I'm sure they do, the figure said. It stood, letting the cloak fall away and revealing the new body Ultron had constructed for himself. 8 feet tall, gleaming silver, with a demonic face that clashed with the warm tones of his voice.
Strucker,
Pietro said after a moment.
You look like Strucker's robotics, but they didn't work.
Not for him, Ultron said. Strucker had the engine, but not the spark. He looked back to Wanda. You knew that. It's why you let Stark take the scepter. I didn't expect... Wanda wasn't sure what to say. She gestured at Ultron, taking the imposing robot body, the intelligence, everything. It was quite a bit different from what she had thought might happen. But I saw Stark's fear. I knew it would control him, make him self-destruct. Ultron spread his arms as if to say, yes, here I am, as evidence of that. Everyone creates a thing they dread, he said. Men of peace create engines of war. Invaders create avengers. People create smaller people. Ah, children. Lost the word there. Children. Designed to supplant them. To help them end. Is that why you've come? To end the Avengers? Wanda asked. I've come to save the world, Ultron said. But also, yeah. He led them back to Shulker's fortress, down into the chambers where Wanda had allowed Stark to take the scepter a few days before. Now everything was different. The space was brilliantly lit and filled with robots that looked just like Ultron, some working on mechanical equipment, and others tearing out a wall to reveal a much larger cave beyond it. We'll move out right away. This is a start, but there's something we need to begin the real work, he said. Wanda and Pietro looked around, stunned and unsettled. All of these are... Ultron interrupted Wanda. Me. I have what the Avengers never will. Harmony. They're discordant. Disconnected. Stark's already got them turning on one another. And when Wanda gets inside the rest of their heads...
Everybody's plan is not to kill them,
Pietro said sarcastically. We don't need martyrs, Ultron said. People don't know the Avengers are the problem. The Avengers don't know. You need patience. Need to see the big picture.
I don't see the big picture,
Pietro said angrily.
I have a little picture. I take it out and look at it every day.
You lost your parents in the bombings. I've read the records.
The records are not the picture.
Pietro, Wanda tried to calm him down. No, please, Ultron said gently, encouraging him.
We're 10 years old,
Pietro began, his gaze growing a little distant as the memory overtook him.
Having dinner. The first shell hits 2 floors below. Makes a hole in the floor. Big. Our parents go in. Gone. The building's coming apart. I grab Wanda, roll under the bed. The second shell hits right next to us. But it doesn't go off. Just sits in the rubble, 3 feet from our faces. On the side of the shell is painted one word.
Stark, Wanda said.
We're trapped for 2 days.
Pietro went on before Wanda cut back in. Every effort to save us, every shift in the brakes, I think they should set it off. We wait for 2 days for Tony Stark to kill us.
We know what they are,
Pietro finished. Ultron looked at them almost as if he was proud of their courage and determination. I wondered why only you two survived Strucker's experiments. Now I don't. We'll make it right, Pietro, you'll have your cure, but first, he focused on Wanda. You can tear them apart from the inside. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode of Avengers 2, and Happy New Year.